We're back! Welcome to Season 3 of Peace Out. One of our most popular episodes is from Season 1, called A Trip to the Moon. So I thought, why not devote this season to exploring space? I'm so excited about it and hope you are too. You can subscribe to Peace Out on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss an episode. For more information, check out our website, peaceoutpodcast.com. Here's something new this season. We want to learn about your safe space, or happy space, or calm space. Just wherever, or with whomever, or with whatever you feel safe, calm, or happy. Do you feel safe in your own room? Do you feel happiest with your family? Do you feel the most calm by the lake? If you want, send us a recording of yourself describing what your safe space or happy space or calm space is, and we might include it in a future episode. Or send us a photo or drawing of it to peaceout@bedtime.fm. We hope that by sharing our safe spaces, it will make other kids think about what their safe space is. And if they don't have one, to think of one so they know where to go when they need some peace. One more thing before we begin. I've thought a lot about this and finally decided to go for it. I've set up a GoFundMe page for my yoga teacher training. If you'd like to learn more about why I want to do this, why I've set up a GoFundMe, and about the personalized stories that you can get by supporting me, please click on the link in the episode description. And thank you for taking the time to read it. Okay, let's get started.
Peace out.
Welcome to Peace Out Podcast. My name is Chanel, and I'm so glad that you're back with us. Or if you're new to Peace Out, welcome. Our podcast is made just for kids like you who just want to relax. Each episode will lead you through a few relaxing exercises involving moving, deep breathing, and imagining. We're big on imagination here. This season, we're headed to space. Each story will be about a different part of space. And today, we're starting big and talking about the whole universe. Let's get right into it with the Calm Down Countdown now. It's how we get our minds and bodies ready to relax here. But since we're going to space, maybe we'll call it the Calm Down Countdown to Lift Off this season. What do you think? Let's try it out today. Ready? Let's start by sitting down in a comfortable position. Maybe that means crossing your legs or stretching them out, whatever feels best for you. Place your hands on your knees. Close your eyes, gently roll your shoulders back, and sit up tall. Lift your chin a little so that it's parallel to the ground. Take a deep breath in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and breathe out through your nose, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Keep breathing like this as we do the countdown. Get ready for the Calm Down Countdown to lift off. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. When you're ready, stand up. We'll be doing this next part standing up, so you can keep your eyes open if it helps, or close them again if you're comfortable. The universe is a very big place, bigger than we can imagine. How far does space go? When we look up at the night sky, we can see the moon and some stars if we're lucky. If you're somewhere away from the city and the lights, you'll have a better chance of seeing more stars without all the light pollution around. There are billions of stars scattered across the universe. Let's pretend to be one now. Start by crouching back down. Your knees should be bent, and you're balancing on your feet. If you're staying in a seated position, you can just bring your arms into your body and make yourself as small as you can. If you're crouched down, when I say shine, you're going to pop up and stretch your arms and legs so that your body makes a star shape standing up. So you're going to go from a little ball and then stretch out into a star shape standing up or from your seated position. Ready? Okay, remember, pop up when I say shine. 1, 2, 3, shine! Amazing! Let's try it again. Scrunch yourself back into a little ball. 1, 2, 3, pop up and shine! Nice! One more time. Scrunch down into a little ball. 1, 2, 3, up and shine! Yes! Yes, you make one beautiful shining star. Shake out your arms and legs, and then sit down. We see the moon and stars in the sky, but one thing that we need a telescope to really see are planets. Can you name all the planets? Here's a trick that I learned in science class. It's easy to remember the order of the planets if you use a planet mnemonic. So that's just taking the first letter of each planet and making a phrase to help you remember it. Here's my planet mnemonic. My very excellent mother just served us nachos. The first letters of each word are MVEMJSUN. My very excellent mother just served us nachos. And those letters match up to the planets in order from the sun. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. MVEMJSUN. My very excellent mother just served us nachos. You can use that one, or use the first letter of each planet to make up your own. Try it sometime. Here's another one if you don't count the last word. My very easy method just speeds up naming planets. Each planet, like Earth, rotates around. The movement is so slow that we can't feel it. And each planet rotates at a different pace as it travels around the sun, the center of our solar system. Let's rotate our bodies, just like the planets. Stretch your arms out in front of you now, and then reach them over to one side. Touch the ground if you can, or just reach as far as you can go, and only far as is comfortable. Now bring them back out in front of you. Give them a shake, and now reach over to the other side, touching the ground, or just reaching as far as is comfortable. Try that again, but this time, let's time it with our breathing. Take a deep breath in when you reach out in front of you, and then breathe out as you reach to one side. Reach forward and breathe in again, and then breathe out as you reach to the other side. Reach forward and breathe in. Reach to the other side and breathe out. Reach forward again and breathe in. Breathe out as you reach for the other side. Keep going at your own breath pace now. Isn't it amazing to think that even if we feel that we're sitting perfectly still, that we're not moving at all, we still are moving in space because the Earth is always moving, even if it's imperceptible. Let's rest our arms now. give them a little shake and stretch. And let's say thank you to our arms if you were able to move them just now. I know that might sound silly, but if you think about it, it's pretty amazing that when we want our arms to move, they do. It seems like the smallest thing, but it actually takes our bodies a lot of work to do this. First, we use our brains to think about moving our arms, and then our brains send a signal to them to tell them to move. And not just move, but stretch them out or to the side. We might not think that it's a lot of work, but it actually is, so thank you to our bodies for being able to do this. Time for a little rest. This next exercise is based on a yoga pose called Child's Pose. Perfect. Let's sit up on our knees. Now, keeping your feet close together, open your knees wide so you're making a V shape. Stretch your arms up high into the air, and then start to lean forward like you're bowing. Go down as far as you can, as long as you're comfortable. Maybe you can put your forehead to the ground, or just reach forward and rest your arms on the ground. Close your eyes. Let's hang out here for a minute as we think about the universe one more time. Pretend you're out there in space now, looking down at the universe. It's all black, but you can see stars and planets far off and away. Now we're moving in closer. The bright stars are whizzing by you now, and planets that seem so far are moving closer and getting bigger. You're traveling fast through space now. Imagine the huge planets, bright stars, bumpy meteors that are passing you by as you continue to move through the dark expanse of space, heading towards our planet Earth. There it is now, Earth. At first, it looks just like a blue dot in the black background. But now as you're zooming closer, the blue dot is getting bigger. It's a circle now. Now you can see bits of green land. It's a large marble that's coming closer and closer. Now it looks just like those globes in classrooms and libraries, a round planet of blue water and green-brown land all around. You're now flying around the Earth, seeing the continents and oceans passing by. Until you see your continent. Which continent do you live on? Africa? Australia? North America? Antarctica? South America? Asia? Europe? Whichever one it is, next time you pass it, start going down for a landing. As you do, you see the landmass getting bigger and bigger, and the different parts of the continent are becoming clearer. The mountains, the valleys, lakes and rivers. Now you're moving closer to your province, state, or territory. And now let's zoom into your city or town. Are there any landmarks that you recognize? We're almost there. We're flying through your city or town now. And now we're moving fast towards your home or school. Do you see the familiar streets, parks, and houses flashing by? And now we're just above your home or school. Let's slow down and float in. And now we're in your home or your classroom. Let's land in your room. Pretend you're laying in your bed. Or if you're actually in your room right now, go lay down in your bed. Flip over so that you're on your back. Adjust your shoulders and hips to make sure you're comfortable. Take a deep breath in and let it out. The universe is infinite and enormous and too big for any of us to really understand. And as we moved into our solar system, past the sun, into Earth, to our continent, province, city, and then to our home or classroom. Let's just pause here and appreciate how small we are compared to the universe. And that's not a bad thing. It's not that we're just a tiny speck in the universe. It's that we get to be part of this world. No matter how small we are or feel sometimes, we're still a part of the whole, and that's a big deal. Thank you for being part of the whole wide world. Thank you for being you. Thank you for listening. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out is a Bedtime FM podcast. Bedtime FM creates podcasts for kids. Check out our other podcast called Storytime on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on both shows, go to our website, bedtime.fm.